2 Samuel chapter 9. David asked, "Is there anyone left from the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was from the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. They called him in to David, and the king asked him, "Are you Ziba?" He answered, "Yes, at your service." The king asked, "Is there not someone from the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba answered the king, "Jonathan's son is still alive. He is crippled in both feet." So the king asked him, "Where is he?" Ziba replied to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lo Debar." Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lo Debar. Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid him homage. David said, "Mephibosheth." He answered, "Yes, at your service." Then David said to him, "Don't be afraid, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." He bowed in respect and said, "What is your servant that you should look on a dead dog like me?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and ordered him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. You will farm the land for him, you, your sons, and your servants. You will bring its produce, and it will be food for your master's grandson to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, will always eat food at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba to the king, "Your servant will do everything my lord the king has ordered his servant." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. All who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he always ate at the king's table. He was crippled in both his feet.